IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority.
Today, we have with us here Keisha Brooks, Assistant Comptroller, Taxpayer Services at the Inland Revenue Department. How are you doing today, Keisha?
I am good, Misha. How are you?
I am great today. So the implementation date for the Goods and Services Tax, GST, is approaching, and today we want to find out some more about what the Inland Revenue Department is doing to help businesses prepare to administer GST. As you know, Anguilla will be implementing GST on the 1st of July, 2022. Therefore, over the past couple of months, the Inland Revenue Department has been engaging with taxpayers and the general public to aid in the transition. Today's topic is Taxpayer Advisory Program. Let's get started by finding out some more about the aim of the Taxpayer Advisory Program and what it involves.
Well, Misha, the aim of the Taxpayer Advisory Program is to provide hands-on guidance to GST-registered businesses on preparing for the implementation and administration of the GST. The IRD is committed to providing ongoing taxpayer education and awareness and promoting voluntary compliance while serving the needs of our valued taxpayers. In line with this mission, officers from the IRD have been visiting GST-registered businesses to assess their readiness for GST, advise on requirements to comply with GST obligations, provide solutions and responses to questions or queries, and assist in their ongoing preparations for the implementation of GST. To summarize, the IRD has adopted a taxpayer-centric approach and its taxpayer education program is focused on supporting taxpayers to better understand GST and its application.
You mentioned GST-registered businesses. Is GST registration still ongoing?
Thanks for that question, Misha. Yes, GST registration is still ongoing. In fact, businesses or persons that are eligible for registration and have not yet complied are strongly advised to register immediately. Failure to apply for registration is an offense under Section 67 of the GST Act, and businesses or persons may be liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding $5,000 and imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years. The GST registration forms can be accessed on the IRD website or at the office. The Form F2 is to be completed by sole proprietors and the Form F3 by non-individuals, such as partnerships and companies.
So how does one determine if they are required to register?
Basically, businesses or persons are required to apply for GST registration under different circumstances. If within the last 12 months, the value of their taxable supplies equaled or exceeded the EC $300,000, or if within the last 12 months, they expect the value of their taxable supplies to equal or exceed the EC $300,000. In either case, businesses must apply to register within 15 days of the beginning of that period. Also, auctioneers, short-term accommodation providers, promoters of public entertainment, or state or statutory bodies are required to register regardless of the registration threshold. Registration is required on the date on which the person commences activity. As it pertains to auctioneers, registration is required on the date on which the person becomes an auctioneer. In the case of promoters of public entertainment, registration is required at least 7 days before the commencement of the public entertainment or first sale of tickets for the event, whichever is the earlier.
So, what happens after an application of registration is approved?
Upon approval of a registration application, a notice of approval of registration and a certificate of registration are issued to the taxable person. These documents form a part of an advisory package, which is hand-delivered to the taxable person during the advisory visits. The package also contains other publications and sector-specific guides.
Earlier, you touched briefly on the aim of the tax advisory visits. For the benefit of our listeners, can you expound on what the visits entail, please?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, the aim of the advisory visits is to raise awareness among taxpayers on the application of GST. Key issues covered during the visits include tax officers' legal authority to administer the tax, including confidentiality, taxpayers' responsibilities and expectations, including registration, filing, and payment obligations, transitional arrangements, that is, the rules that would apply in certain circumstances on the introduction of GST. Additionally, IRD officers discuss the nature of the business operation and the impact of GST on the business and reiterate the rights of taxpayers, including the right to object and appeal some decisions that they are dissatisfied with. They also explain the GST pricing mechanism and calculation of the selling price, proper bookkeeping requirements, the importance of issuing tax invoices and sales receipts, and how to complete and file a GST return. One of the recurring questions that IRD has been receiving from registered businesses and potential registrants centers around the refund process. This question would be answered during the advisory visits as well.
What is the GST registered person's role during the advisory visits?
Once a case is assigned for an advisory visit, the registered person is contacted and an appointment is made. The registered person and or their representatives must be available during the visits. It is advisable that representatives are fully conversant with the business operations and accounting system, if any. At times, IRD officers may request a walkthrough of the business system and premises, and a knowledgeable representative should be available to conduct the walkthroughs. The advisory visit is also an opportunity for the registered person or representative to field questions to the IRD officers and seek clarity as required.
You have mentioned the word obligations a couple times. Can you share with us what the obligations of a GST registered person are?
I can. The obligations of a GST registered person are to charge GST if providing taxable goods or supplies, issue proper tax invoices and sales receipts, keep proper books and records in Anguilla, in EC Dollar and in English, submit monthly returns to the IRD, remit GST payable to IRD if applicable, present books and records for auditing by IRD officers, keep books and records for 7 years.
You stated that the advisory visits have commenced. What is the feedback so far?
The advisory visits were kickstarted on the 18th of May and to date have proven to be very effective. Registered persons visited to date have expressed gratitude for the initiative and time that IRD has taken to engage them. The one-on-one interaction is certainly beneficial to both parties. IRD gets the opportunity to better understand the business operations, respond to specific issues, and assess the registered business preparedness for GST. And the registered person gets the opportunity to ask questions, receive timely responses, and seek clarification on issues pertinent to the operation.
With less than a month to GST implementation, I can imagine how busy it is at IRD. Has IRD considered other ways of engaging registered persons?
Yes, of course. The IRD is very aware that taxpayer education and engagement are ongoing. As such, IRD ensures that information and publications on its website and Facebook page are up to date. In this way, registered persons and consumers have easy access to current information. Tax guides, returns, registration forms, and other publications are readily accessible and available on the IRD's website. The website also includes a frequently asked question page.
I am aware that IRD has been assisting businesses to prepare for the GST implementation. What preparation tips do you have for those registrants and potential registrants?
It is advisable that registrants and potential registrants consider the following in their preparation for GST implementation. If they have not already done so, sign up on the IRD online portal at services.gov.ai to file and manage their taxes online. Familiarize themselves with the GST Act and regulations. Inform booking agents or industry partners of the implementation of GST. Evaluate and implement any required changes to the point of sale system, booking, invoicing, billing, and accounting systems. Adjust books and records to accommodate GST. Ensure that electronic and paper records are maintained in English. Identify existing contracts or bookings that straddle the GST implementation date and arrange for records to be retained for a period of 7 years.
This has been a very informative program. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website is the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current information on GST.
Before we close for today, do you have any final words?
I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will be implemented on Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a standard rate of 13%. It will be charged by GST-registered businesses on taxable goods and services. The IRD continues to provide general guidance and individualized support to GST-registered persons through its taxpayer advisory program to ensure a smooth and successful implementation of the GST. We are just about 3 weeks away from implementation, and we at IRD are ready and excited to do our part to ensure fair, transparent, and effective administration of the GST. Lastly, I take this opportunity to encourage businesses or persons who are eligible for GST registration and have not applied to do so as soon as possible to avoid penalties. Those uncertain of their eligibility for registration are encouraged to contact the IRD to confirm.
I would like to thank Keisha Brooks, the Assistant Comptroller, Taxpayer Services, for coming to speak with us today about the Taxpayer Advisory Program. It was a very informative discussion, and I'm looking forward to learning more in future programs. Thanks for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.